Okay, I want to share with you an idea. It's very precious to me. I haven't spoken in a very long time. This week's parasha, we learn about the Dalid, the four Lashonos of Geula. Right? Hashem, the Mialdois, we have the story, the beginning of Shemois, the Sheba begins, Vayelech Yishmi Beisivikachas Paslevi, and then Hashem appears to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Hashem says to Moshe, I'm sending you on a mission. And the mission is, you're going to take the Jewish people out of Egypt. We have the Dalid L'shoinois of Geula. Okay, V'yotzeisi v'yitzalti v'go'alti v'lokachti. Okay, and the Pasuk, let me just quote you the Pasuk inside. Perek Vav. The next parasha, maybe the next parasha. Next week's parasha. Okay, so it's okay. Next week's parasha, it's correct. I'm sorry, I got confused, but I'm going to do it anyway. It's parasha, it's a little bit preview for parashas for era. This is the beginning of the parasha of the Geula. L'chein emar levnei, I'm reading from parashas v'era. Let's not make any mistake, Rabbi Yisai. This week is parashas Shemois. It's parashas Shemois. Next week, we're going to read L'chein emar levnei Yisrael, Ani Hashem, v'hoitzeisi eschem mi'eretz Mitzrayim, mitachas sivlois Mitzrayim, v'yitzalti eschem mi'avodasam, v'go'alti eschem bizrei nituya, uvishvatim gedolim, v'lokachti eschem li l'om, v'hoyisi lochem li lokim, v'idatem ki Ani Hashem elokeichem, hamotzi eschem mitachas sivlois Mitzrayim, v'heveisi eschem el oretz, asher nosos yes yodil losei soysa, so we, because parashas v'era, I know, but obviously I'm borrowing from next week, an idea. The geula is expressed to Moshe Rabbeinu in what we refer to as the Dalid Lishoinois of geula, the four Lishoinois of geula. V'yotzeisi v'yitzalti v'go'alti v'lokachti. And then there's the big controversy about v'hevesi, about the fifth Loshoin of Geula. We know the little, there's a machlegis in the Gemara. Are you supposed to have four cups of wine or five cups of wine? Halacha l'maisa, we pass in four cups of wine. However, in deference, in respect for the opinions that say you're supposed to have five cups of wine, it is customary that we put on the table a fifth cup of wine and we do not drink it. Right, that is the fifth. That's the koyish shel Eliyahu. It's there because of the opinion that says you're supposed to drink five cups. So we have a fifth cup that we do not drink, and somehow we end up calling it. That's a whole new drush. We called it the koyish shel Eliyahu. Okay, I recently read something very fascinating about the Maral's Haggadah. Okay, the Maral's Haggadah. Who wrote the Maral Haggadah shel Pesach? The Maral. What they call the Maral's Haggadah.
What we have today is just a compilation of bits and it's a cut and paste job.
Now, there's a problem though with the cut and paste
except
job.
Except for the halakha part.
Okay, but in addition to the cut and paste, first of all, some of the cut and paste is not exactly his words. It's not mamish cut and paste. Like today, it's a big business. You take an old sefer and you just literally cut and paste. It's not exactly cut and paste. It's an adaptation. It's his ideas. The ideas are clearly his. These are his concepts, and it's written as passages in the Haggadah, not in the exact words as they appear in their original in the other sources. And in addition to that, there is new material in the Haggadah Shel Pesach of the Amaral that does not appear anywhere else. And the claim is. I'm talking about the one who wrote the Haggadah Shel Pesach was the same person who promoted the Goylem, the Maral made a Goylem. His name was Rabbi Rosenberg. Is that anyone familiar? His name is Rosen. I think his name is Rosenberg. He was a
from Montreal.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. His name was it Rosenberg.
Oh, he's a modern day person.
Not in modern day. He's been.
I heard your favorite promoter.
professor, lecture on it.
Right, Schneer Lehman. Schneer Lehman was the one who discovered the source that he wrote, and there's a very big debate. I read about it very recently. That's why I'm bringing this up. It's not the main point. Maybe that's not the main point I want to bring up. But we mentioned the fifth case, the Hevesi, the fifth case, which does. That's how I got into this topic, because in Parsha Shemois, it mentions the Hevesi, and someone actually say is that. The Hevesi of Parshas Vo'era is not the same Hevesi of Parshas Shemois. In Parshas Shemois, when Hashem comes to Moshe Rabbeinu for the first time, Moshe Hayoroye Hasoin Yisrael. Okay, then we come over here. Hashem says, Moshe, I'm recruiting you. And Hashem says to Moshe, here we go, Vo'ered. Vayomer Hashem, Ro'oi Ro'isi, yes, Oni Ami Asher b'Mitzrayim, v'yes tzakosam shamati b'bnei Noegesav, ki yodati yes machayvav, v'oireid l'hatziloi miyad Mitzrayim. Hashem is now speaking, I'm going to go down, I'm going to save them, I'm going to elevate l'sim miyad Mitzrayim. Ule, here's the key point, ule ha'aloi soy, mino oretz ahi, el eretz, Toiva Urchava El Eret Zavas Khal Vudvash El Mukoy Makraniv Hakiti Vamari Aprizivusi Hachi Viva Hayvusi. This in essence in Pasik Ches is an elaboration of the Hevesi. Ule Ha'aloy Soymin Oretz. I'm gonna go down to Egypt. Look at the words here. Vo'ered, Hashem says, he doesn't say in this Pasik I'm gonna take you out of Egypt. Hashem says, Vo'ered, I will descend. Lahatziloi. Okay, that really is the lashon of v'yotzeisi v'hitzalti. We're skipping over, we're passing over, Passover, v'yotzeisi, and we jump immediately to v'hitzalti, v'yotzeisi, v'hitzalti. And doesn't say the word v'hitzalti. Hashem is not speaking in the first person. Lahatziloi. In order to bring about his salvation, lehatziloi, Hashem is not speaking directly. I will descend. Lehatziloi. How do you literally translate lehatzil? It doesn't say lehatzil. Lehatziloi, to save him. Miyad mitzrayim, ulehaloi soy. Third person is also indirectly. Min aretz ahi, el eretz tevur uchav, el eretz zavaz chal devash, el mekoy makanani. And then goes on to talk about Eretz Yisrael. So in this section here, we have a revelation that is going to be the purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim will result in coming to Eretz Yisrael. Pokoid pokati eschem. Moshe comes to Klal Yisrael later on. Voimar aale eschem me'ani Mitzrayim el Eretz Hakanani. Again, he repeats the Klal Yisrael. To Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to aale eschem. I'm going to bring you up. Maybe that's really the part I really want to focus on. I'm going to bring you up. Me'ani Mitzrayim, el Eretz Hakanani ve'achiti ve'hemari ve'aprizi ve'achivi ve'hayevusi el Eretz Savas Chol v'Dvash. Ve'shamu le'koylecha, and the Jewish people are going to listen to you, and you're going to go to Paro v'chulu v'chulu. The point I'm trying to make over here is, in Parsha Shemos, we have the Loshon of the Hevesi. Here's the idea I want to bring out. In Pesach, at the Seder, we focus on the four Loshonos of Geul. We'll get back to the morale in 1 second. I'm talking in circles. We have the four Loshonos. The Yotzeisi, the Yitzalti, the Goalti, the Lokachti. What happened to the Hevesi? The fifth Lashon, that's part of the Dala Lashonis of Gulen Parshas Vo'era, the Hevesi. So, you know, it's Machlekes in the Gemara. Should we have a fifth Kais? Should we not have a fifth Kais? Put on the table. Why? So the simple understanding is that the Hevesi has not yet been achieved 100%. We're in Golos, even though we may have the ability to live in the land in peace, that's the best that we can, but it's not, obviously, it's not 100% under our control. Mm-hmm. We can't build a Beis HaMikdash, what?
Not the final Geula.
It's not the final Geula, so there is no Vehevesi yet. And therefore, put on the table that fifth cup, but do not drink it. Now, going back as an aside to the Maral has a Haggadah, and the Haggadah, Rabbi Rosen, I believe his name was Rabbi Rosenberg, he is the one who published this Haggadah, if I'm not mistaken, and he published Haggadah based upon what he claimed was a manuscript that was lying in a basement somewhere that the Maral himself wrote, covered in dust, which he discovered, and he was Yoytzei La'or. Now, I don't have all the details about the Haggadah of the Maral, but it appears that the vast majority of the material in this Haggadah indeed is from the thinking and from the language of the Maral,
mainly, and other sources.
But it's not exactly a cut and paste. And in addition, there are some original ideas in the Haggadah of the Maral that don't appear anywhere else, and is without question in the style and thought and approach of what the Maral would indeed say, but we don't have this in anywhere in his writings. So again, everything I'm telling you over here is just from reading an article in a book by Pinny Dunner, who writes about strange people that I aspire to be. About strange people. And this Haggadah Shel Maral is a very fascinating sefer, which has been accepted widely in Klal Yisrael. And it's certainly the Maral, is his ideas, 90%, but it's not exactly a cut and paste. And there are parts there that appear nowhere else. And who published this? It was published by a very, very great, brilliant person who had a very difficult life. And at the end of his life, he was the rabbi, he was a rav, and a very choshva, very well-respected rav in Montreal. And this person also dabbled in the world of fiction, and he wrote storybooks for children, or for adults, I should really say for adults. Okay? You know, it's so easy, even an adult can do it. Okay, he played with the minds of adults. And he, Rabbi Schneur Lyman, in his enormous research, attributes the whole belief, the possibility that the Maral made a goylam to him alone. He was the originator. And Rabbi Schneur Lyman strongly challenges the authenticity that the Maral ever, ever made a goylam. The whole thing is a Baba Maisa,
yeah,
from beginning to end.
My father, still was small, says Lyman the Goylem like Maharal did.
Yeah. Lyman the Goylem like the Maral the Goylem.
That's a disparaging remark.
So that means...
was a very...
What?
Lyman the Goylem.
What do you say?
Like a Goylem. You
idiot.
You idiot.
It's a disparaging remark in Yiddish.
And what does it mean in this context?
Like Goylem made out of cement.
A Goylem.
He never made a golem.
No, but the first cousin in Yiddish, they say disparage, if you lime in a golem, they wouldn't say disparage, they say you idiot, they say you lime in a golem.
Okay, whatever. So this person, who is the one who published, had a very big part in producing the Maral's Haggadah. The Maral's Haggadah is the one who is very much responsible for this, that the Olam says the Maral made a golem. And there is a lot of research done that the Maral never made a goylem. And this whole story was fiction. It was fiction entertainment. There's a very big question, was it done innocently or was there a malicious intent? And no one knows the answer to this question. Rabbi Lyman, my impression that I got from listening to his lecture, reviewing it, is he seems to give him the benefit of the doubt.
I've heard that lecture twice.
Okay, that's the impression I got out of him, to give him the bend that he was a very holy, sincere person, and this was just a mistake that other people promoted and they put on his name. Had he known what would happen, that people would go to such a craze and really believe it, he never would have allowed it to happen. The standards of plagiarism in those days are extremely different than they are today, and of taking ideas and making stories out of things are very different. It was a different time, a different world, different standards, and it got out of hand. And it's not clear what his thinking was in promoting this idea, promoting the idea that the Maral made a goylem. If you want to give him the benefit of the doubt, it was a baba maisa that he made to entertain children. It was a bedtime children's story, a baba maisa, just to put the children to sleep, and it never happened. Lo hayu devadim me'olam.
If you're in Prague in that show,
that all came later. All these things came later on.
Yes.
Okay. That's the impression I get, that he gives him the benefit of the doubt, and he is a tzaddik yisayid olam, and there is absolutely no evil, malicious intent, even in the slightest, of what came about through an innocent mistake that he did.
Does he say that? I'm trying to recall. It was a long time ago. Does he say that maybe he got the idea from Mary Shelley's?
Could be, yeah. Very possible. Yes, very possible. Because he took other works with the thing with the story with the Choshen, Sherlock's Home. There's another story which he plagiarized.
Yeah.
He plagiarized that came straight out of Sherlock Holmes.
Right.
Okay, there's another story. What was he doing? What was he doing? I'm a nobody of a nobody to compare it to, but when I was in college, the first course I took in college, I wrote a paper. It was a political science course, and I read this article. We had to do an assignment. I was a freshie. It was the first course. I broke in college. Here I'm Yeshiva Bachar. I know from nothing of nothing, and I wrote an assignment. I wrote a paper, and it was a very good sentence in the readings that we were required to do. That it said it all. And it was a bit more sophisticated than I was capable of, or I ever will be capable of writing. And I just took that whole sentence and I put it in my paper. Okay? And I didn't know even what the word plagiarism means at that time in my life. Okay? I was probably 17 years old. I didn't even know what the word means. 18, I don't know what the word meant. And I wrote, did a paper. I really worked hard. I worked very, very hard. I was very nervous. I was in college, a big class of goyim. Was a whole experience for me, the first time, such a thing, big, you know, on the core course. And I wrote, did the work. I read it. I worked. I wrote it. And this is before there was a copyscape. What's it called?
Copyright?
No, there's a website. You put in something. Before you can instantly tell anything is copyright. And I gave the paper in. And the professor, he ripped me to shreds. He marked up my paper. And he said, you did not write this. You stole this sentence from someone. And he ripped me to shreds. He really shook me up. He gave me a D on this paper.
Anti-Semite.
No, he wasn't anti-Semite. He's Jewish. He was Jewish. In fact, he was Jewish, and he was once from. He went off the derech, this guy, I know about. And he was a brilliant, brilliant person. And right away, he said to me, after really shame, he says to me, I see you didn't know what you were doing. It's very clear. He said to me, but it should be a lesson for you. He was very, very harsh with me in the beginning. And after seeing how shaken up I was, he totally had rachmanis on me. And he said to me, it should be, and it is. I'm talking about it today. I didn't know what the plagiarism. I didn't even know. I took a whole sentence. I'm telling you, I was innocent. I didn't know the Choyme Hadava. Of Schneer Lyman, my impression is that when he wrote for these little kids running around in shul who are making trouble, let me tell you a story, writes to them for the parents here. He took a Sherlock Holmes story and he adapted it for the Kohen Gadol, looking for the Choshen. It was an innocent thing he did. He liked to write. He was very prolific. He was very fluent. He went, so he wrote, he took Sherlock home. Who's going to have a chalom sach? I'm going to take a Sherlock to catch me. They're going to go catch me. I stole. I plagiarized Sherlock Holmes. Who even heard of Sherlock? Who cares? These charedi, these kids over here, they know the difference. Just tell them a good story. They'll behave themselves during davening. So he wrote a little book for them. So then he wrote another book. The Maral made a goylem. Did he ever chalom sach? The world, the people will be getting doctorates? People are getting doctorates in analyzing the Maral's goylem? The whole world would be on fire. Did he have a cholam zach? So Rav Schneer Lyman gives him a pass. That's my impression. He says, however, Pini Donner doesn't. Pini Donner is also a scholar, and he's not only quoting from himself. He's quoting from other people as well. Not everyone is enamored with the work of Rabbi Rosenberg, and they challenge what was really going on. Now, what is this Nogeya? it spills over to the Haggadah of the Maral. Because he also published the Maral's Haggadah. No one knows where he got the Maral's Haggadah. He says he found the manuscript. Really? So the Golem of the Maral is very much hangs over, the shadow of the Maral's Golem hangs over the Maral's, the Haggadah Shel the Maral. The Haggadah Shel the Maral is accepted in the entire Klal Yisrael Kemat. Because whether he plagiarized it or not, this is the Maral's thinking. It is his words. And the parts that are not exact, well, the Maral would have said it. If he did not say it, it's a spin-off. It's no worse than a footnote.
It doesn't violate
his thinking. But one thing about the Maral's Haggadah that does violate, which becomes very relevant, is the fifth kais. Because the Maral in this Haggadah, it says he had a fifth kais, which he did not drink. And that custom spread to what we call today the kais of Eliyahu. The kais of Eliyahu, a lot, not all of it, but a chunk of the kais of Eliyahu, that the way we practice today is you have a kais, but you don't drink it. The Maral did this.
That did not exist.
It's not so... Even if it did exist, Rabbi Rosen would not have done it. If it's true that it was plagiarized, it did exist. But it seems it did not. It was not so popular. It would appear. This is the argument made. It seems that if the Maral, there's no question people had this custom, but it was a very rare custom. By saying that the Maral did it, and it's printed in the Haggadah Shel Maral. It expanded the popularity of it. What is very frightening is it could very well be the Maral didn't do it.
When did wrote this? When this rabbi lived? Which year?
1600?
No, the Maral lived
Maral,
about 150 years ago, something like that. About 150 years ago? The Rabbi Rosenberg lived about 150 years ago, 100 less, 100 years ago, maybe even less.
Canada,
at the end of his life, the end of his life.
In my village, my father grew up in a village which Rosenberg never heard about it. And he was doing that.
I don't know all the dates and details. And it could be Rabbi Rosenberg, when he wrote the story, he obviously there was talk about this.
Yes.
He solidified it
by
expanding these rumors. So even though obviously he didn't just write out of nowhere, obviously he took these Baba Mice that already existed and expanded upon it. He's part of the problem. So the point is, now this, the Kois Shel Eliyahu, it's written in this Haggadah that this is what the Maral did. Now this is the debate among scholars. According to Rav Shneur Lyman, we give him a pass. If he did nothing wrong, he was a very good person. If he wrote this, he says that he found the manuscript, then we can trust it's authentic. And that means the Maral at his Seder table had a Kais Shel Eliyahu. If you want to be from the school of thought that says that the Maral did not have, the Maral, Rabbi Rosenberg, he had other intents that are not 100% perfect, then there's a suspicion that there's something false about the Haggadah of the Maral, which means things that appear in the Haggadah Shel Maral that do not appear anywhere else are suspect. Now, what is all that Nogea? So Nogea is out. This is really the point. One thing I want to go to halakha. Nogea, really, what starts it is, I want to say is that the principle of the Vehevesi is not from the Dalil Lashonis of Geula. It's true we have a custom of a fifth kais Vehevesi. But the Vehevesi is not the Vehevesi of Yotzesi, Vitzalti, Vigoalti, Vilokachti, Vehevesi. The Vehevesi is what comes before the Vehoitzesi, Vitzalti, Vigoalti, Vilokachti. In Parsha Shemois is the Parsha of Vehevesi. Because when Moshe says to the Ribbono Shel Olam, what should I tell the Jewish people? Hashem says, don't tell them, Don't tell them that. I warned you. Lech, you Moshe, go. The Osafta is Zikne Yisrael. The Amarta Lehem. Hashem Elokei Avosechem, Nirei Lai. Hashem appeared to me. He's Elokei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Lemar. I have the code. The code. Pekoit Pekaditi Yeschem. V'yesulchem Mitzrayim. V'oimar. And what's the purpose? It doesn't say, the next words of the parsha. It doesn't say, it says, Voimar, A'aleeschen, Me'oni Mitzrayim el Eretz HaKenani, Hachiti, Ha'amori, Ha'apuzi, Ha'ivusi, El Eretz Zobas Chalavadvash. The only thing that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael in his first conversation with them was, Ve'hevesi. Voale eschem. Doesn't say the word vehevesi. No, doesn't matter. It says voale. I will bring you up to Eretz Yisrael. It's the word voale is part of Eretz Yisrael. Aale eschem. I will ascend you. Me'oni mitzrayim el Eretz Hakenani. In the next parashas for Era, we have stages. Vehitzesi. Yeah, and where am I now? In the desert. Vehitzalti. They go alti. Ve'lokachti eschem lila. And now, for the very first time, there they see. In Parsha Shemois, there are no Dal Lashonis. This is only the fifth Lashon. Soif Maisa B'machshava Techila. I will bring you up to the land. I will bring you into the land. So my kavana is, we only really have four Lashonis of Geula. The fifth cup, we got sidetracked to the Maral Sagada. The fifth cup, we say, oh, it's Vehevesi, the fifth Lashon. No. It's Taka Vehevesi, but it's the Vehevesi that brings us back to the beginning. We start all over again. Because this story of the Exodus is the template for the ultimate Geula. We're in Mitzrayim now. We're reliving history. Kara Machol will tell you this. We wrote a whole book on this. We're reliving history. Egypt is all the Dal Malchios, and what was the beginning? It was Soif Ma'isa B'Machshava. The first thing that Moshe says to Klal Yisrael is Vehevesi. So when we on the Haggadah is only the Yotzei Sadek Gadol Lakachti, and then when we grapple with Vehevesi, it's not just the Vehevesi of Parshas Vo'era. It's the Vehevesi of Parshas Vo'era, which takes us back in the circle to the Vehevesi that comes before the Hoitseisi, Hitzalti, Vigalti, Vilkachti, Vilkachti. That Vehevesi is the circle, the whole spectrum of Jewish history. גדל וחדש שמר הבאו ולמוד ולחירותיה שבייחונו יום יכולנו את כל מיית ישראל בהגלה וזמן גאורי ונועמי שמר הבאו ואורי ואורי ואורי